Roy Vane in Left on Wild Coast Radio. That's El May, and bringing us to 10 past 8. It's time to talk practical finance with Thane. Very good morning.
Morning, Thane. Morning, Wayne. Wayne. Morning, listeners. We're all here today.
Yeah, Thane, Wayne, and the listeners all together. And Thane, we're talking about creating wealth, but before we do, we've got a disclaimer.
We always have to have a disclaimer. Yeah.
And this disclaimer, as we said last week, is not because we don't know what we're talking about. We do, and Thane does. But this financial information and advice is information, and you must check up with your own financial advisor.
Yeah, I suppose the technical, you know, and I'm a legally
yes,
inclined.
You must give us the technical terminology.
So we're not giving you advice.
Oh.
We are giving you information.
Information.
And
okay.
We would like, and we hope a little bit of entertainment, but we'd like you to go and talk to your financial or legal professional before you implement anything. Because as you know, a lot of the information out there may not be suitable to you. And I think to make sure that you don't do something that may harm you financially, just check it out with a financial person, you know.
So you might get some good ideas or some ideas that you might think might be good ideas, but they might not suit your particular position in finance.
Spot on, Wayne.
Okay. Thank you, Thane.
So we want to talk about wealth creation and you know, just to go back a step, wealth is what you are worth effectively. So I often say to people, to create your wealth formula, all you have to do is take the value of everything you own, take away everything that you owe. So in other words, if you all your valuables and worth is 100, but you owe the bank or somebody else 80, then your wealth is 20. Okay. So how do you increase that? Well, there are two real ways. The first way is you decrease the liabilities. In other words, decrease the 80. So obviously, if you reduce your debt, which is what we've spoken about, to 70, your wealth has increased because now you're worth 30 rather than 20. Obviously, another way is to increase your assets. In other words, buy more stuff that is worth more than the debt. So in my example, if you've got assets worth 10, then obviously now you're 110 minus the 80, you're worth 30 again. And ideally, of course, you want to do both. Increase your assets and decrease your debt.
If I can just ask a question there, when you're buying things, you've obviously got to be careful what you're buying.
Correct.
Because it must be something that's forms some form of investment.
Well, that if you're wanting to focus on your wealth, sometimes we have to buy stuff that decreases in value. So, for example, unless you're going to be one of those really lucky people that can afford the exotic cars, most cars will decrease in value. So that's not really increasing your wealth, especially if you're buying it on credit, because now, as we all know, in the first year or two, sometimes three, depending, on the interest rates, the car value goes down and your debt is worth a lot more than the car. So just be aware that wealth is basically, you can do it as a calculation. Sometimes it's subjective, because I think my house might be worth R1 million. You might think it's worth 500,000. And that's why there are people out there like sworn appraisers that have got qualifications to actually calculate values.
And they obviously, from the experience, know what to look for in a particular area, in a particular house, in that area.
Correct. I mean, not talking only houses, it could be cars, valuable cars, it could be jewelry, it could be anything, you know. So I think if you ever see any valuation, you're going to see a little clause that says it's worth what somebody is willing to pay for it.
Yes, at the end of the day, no matter what the qualifications of the appraiser is.
Correct. They'll always say it's what the price a willing buyer and a willing seller agree on. That's the value.
That's it. And, you know, just to maybe digress from there, if you had a house in Area A that was worth R1 million, and if you could take that house lock, stock and barrel and put it in Area B, it might not be worth, it might be worth your 500,000, as you mentioned.
Or it could be worth the 2 million.
Or 2 million, depending on, you know, there's so many other factors around.
Yeah, and property, as we sort of, I'm not an estate agent, but as we all know, property real value lies in its location.
Yes.
You know, there's stories where people will buy a house for millions of rand and then tear it down because it's got a magnificent sea view, but the house isn't so good. Yeah. So then they'll build another house on there, you know.
And that would still be worth their while to do that.
Of course.
Yeah. Based on other factors.
Correct. So, yeah. So when you're creating wealth, just bear in mind that sometimes it is a subjective thing, but it can be objectively calculated. Okay. And sometimes we don't like to hear the values that we get because we think they're worth much more than they really are, you know, in certain assets. So obviously another way of creating wealth is if you've got a specific talent or a hobby, you can create a little business out of that and create wealth in that way. And it's the old story, it's risk and return. If I'm as an investment advisor and you're a businessman and you come to me and you say, should I put 10,000 rand into my business or should I invest 10,000? I'm going to tell you every time, 10,000 rand invested in your business has got potentially a higher return, more wealth than if you invested 10,000 rand in an investment. But of course, there's a lot more risk there.
Yes. So you've got higher risk because things could go wrong
in your business and you could lose the business.
Whereas your investments, it's pretty safe.
Correct. So, and also from a diversification point of view, I find a lot of business owners have got the wisdom to actually say, you know what, I understand that, but I need to put some money or some investment outside of the farm gate, as it were. You know, have it somewhere else.
In other words, all your eggs aren't in the one basket.
Spot on way. So let's park the business side for a moment. Maybe in future episodes we can talk about business and values and stuff like that. But let's talk about savings now. So we want to create a bit of wealth. So how do we do that if we're not going to start a business? Well, clearly the debt option we've discussed and exhausted all our options there. But what about savings? Because surely if you save some money, that's creating wealth. And also your wealth creation sometimes takes a while. You know, you can't be rich overnight. You can't have extreme wealth overnight unless you win the lotto or go, heaven forbid, to the local casino or you inherit money. But wealth creation for me is a process.
Yeah, yeah.
And the first thing I always consider when I'm talking to my clients about creating wealth is our famous taxation. You know, they say in life there are two things that are certain.
And taxes.
Death
and tax.
Tax is another one, yes, absolutely. And of course, you'll never own the best cell phone in the world because they change them all the time. Yeah, that's the third thing.
But then I think that's not everybody aspires to that.
true. Most people want to have wealth and create a legacy. Yeah. So the first thing I look at is there a way I can create wealth by using tax rebates or tax deductions? So if a client comes to me and he's got absolutely nothing, but he's earning good income, and remember what we've always said on the show, it's not what you earn that counts, it's what you do with what you earn that counts. So I'll say, okay, that's great. You've got a good income. You've got good cash flow. Let's see how we can reduce the tax. So I'll look at the tax. If you're a business owner, I will probably look at things like retirement funds, provident funds, things like that, because those will give your business a tax deduction. But if you're an individual, you can't say, I want a provident fund, but you can say, I would like a retirement annuity. So why I like a retirement annuity as the first step of my process of creating wealth is I get a tax deduction on my contribution. So in reality, if I'm paying 100 rand a month and my tax rate is 30%, I'm paying 70%. The tax man's subsidizing me with 30%. So I'm getting growth on 100 rand.
Yeah.
I'm getting wealth on 100 rand, but I'm only paying 70 rand for it. So for me, that's in my process, that's one of the first steps I look at is taxation and what investments are there that can give me good tax rebates. Now, the tax deduction is a fantastic feature of retirement funds. But there's even a better sort of feature that we sometimes forget, and that is within the retirement fund itself. In other words, within the pension fund, within the provident fund, within the retirement annuity that you own, the costs are much lower, and you have less taxes in the retirement funds. In fact, there's no capital gains tax in retirement funds, as an example. So from an investment perspective, it's critical, and I get passionate about this, is to understand that costs of any investment are for your account.
You're paying that broker and everybody else that's in the value chain there.
Correct, Wayne. Mm. And sometimes we sign documents and we don't ask what the costs are. And I can tell you that some of those costs are as high as 4% and as low as less than 1%, 0.9%.
So that effectively bites into what you're saving, because
bites into your wealth creation.
You're saving money, but you're still paying to save it.
And you can't get it for free, let's be honest. I mean, you can't get it for free.
Yeah.
But what you can get is value for your money. And that counts for investments as well. Wealth creation. The more you can save in costs and get value, the easier you're going to create wealth. So obviously, it's interesting. So I love coffee. I'm a coffee freak. And I know you can get a jar of coffee for, let's say, I work my normal 100 rand. But sometimes that coffee is pretty weak.
Yeah, you must.
You got to take a spoon and a half. Yeah. Okay. So that effectively means you're using more coffee each time you make a cup of coffee. But then you go a step up and you get that more expensive coffee, which may be, let's say, 20% more expensive. You know where I'm coming with this.
But you use less coffee.
So it's not only about the price. It's also about the value that you get. And it's the same with investments. I can be paying 1%, but I'm getting no value. Or I could be paying 0.5%, and I could be getting double the value. So listen, from wealth creation, check the costs out. Check the taxation out. If there's ways you can utilize to improve your wealth creation process, check them out. And ask your financial planner, ask your legal advisor. You must know what those costs are. The transparency is critical. And by law, you have a right to know. In fact, a lot of people don't realize this. You have a right to negotiate the fees with your financial planner.
Okay. So if you feel that those fees are too high, then you can ask him to trim here and there, or
so you're spot on. So what you do is with my clients, and this is purely an example, I would say to the client, well, the costs for the financial institution are this. Very often you can't negotiate those costs unless you've got a huge amount of money. Now, obviously, then you can negotiate anything. But if you're a common or garden variety investor like you and I, maybe me, not so much you, eh? The costs are the costs. But your financial advisor has got to earn a living. He's got a right to earn a living that is fair to the client. So I would say to the client, listen, the costs to the financial advisor are normally anywhere from 0% to 1%. I know you want 0%.
Yes.
And I want 1%, but let's talk about this.
Let's compromise. We'll go 0.5%.
Or let's see what you're going to get, for the money that you pay me. And the most irritating thing I find is when you're trying to create wealth and you're investing and you see a consultant and you give him your hard-earned money to invest for you, and then you never see him again. That is not on.
Yeah.
If he's getting fees, you need to be you need to have reviews. And why not have a service level agreement with him? Have an agreement. Say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what you're going to do. And for that, I'm willing to pay ABC percentage or rand.
Yeah, and you're kind of paying that amount.
Yeah.
Now, I had a question about the investing, and It's disappeared.
Well, then it was a bad question. It just was. Like a bad investment would disappear. No, so your investment needs to be suitable to your time horizon. I think you were going to talk something about time.
Oh, it was something to do with what you were speaking about, but it'll come back and we can maybe touch on it next time.
Yeah, so all of what we said today, when you're investing, costs are very important, and what kind of investment is very important and where you put it, but time of the investment is critical. And that's a story for another day, but wealth creation starts with investing.
The question was around savings.
Yes.
And the government has always been saying to us, you know, we need, as South Africans, we're not good savers, and we need to actually save. Mm. And that's probably where you were saying it's important that you must look at the tax implications of different products. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to save oodles of money and then suddenly it becomes a tax liability and you end up giving some of it back to the government. So there are, you know, that's where your financial advisor would probably advise.
Perfectly.
And say,
correct.
don't put it in here, because when it gets to a certain point, it's going to attract the interest of Edward Kiswetter.
Yes.
And we don't want him to be at all interested in our money.
Not at all. But, you know, I don't know if you saw the news that he's complaining that because of tax syndicates.
Yes.
They've lost 200 to 300 billion rand. I mean, is our...
And I mean, that's, you know, you and I kind of make sure we pay our taxes and we make sure that everything's in order. And there you've got, as you say, syndicates that are taking the government for an absolute ride.
Yeah.
But that's a different topic. But yeah, getting back to that, once again, the advice from your advisor would be to make sure that your package or your product that you're using is
tax efficient. Mm. And there's all sorts of taxes, and we're going to talk about preserving wealth and actually transferring wealth as well in this series. But the process now for me would be reduction of the debt. Mm-hmm. I know we harp on that, but it's such an important issue. And then secondly, go through a process of creating wealth. Mm-hmm. And the first process must involve a tax consideration.
Yeah. Well, that's very, very interesting. And Thane, to wrap up, if somebody wants to reach you, maybe they don't have a financial advisor.
No, thank you, Wayne. No, so if you don't have a financial advisor, you're very, very welcome to contact to me on 043-727-1340. And of course, you can always pop an email if you like to info@verso.co.za. That's verso.co.za. And thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you very much, Thane. And we'll chat again next week, Thursday at 8:10.
Cheerio, everyone.
Cheerio.